This is their city administrator, John McCarthy. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Good. Good. Did you have a good holiday season? It's been a while since we've talked to you.
Well, Happy New Year, and had a fantastic holiday season. Mm-hmm. Had a great opportunity to spend some time with the kids and the grandkids, and so it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, good, good. Let's get into business. You had your first city council meeting of 2019 yesterday. Mm-hmm. So even though there's no change in any of the makeup of the city council, you still have to do some organizational stuff in that first meeting. Mm-hmm. So did you pull that off yesterday?
That got done pretty quickly. It was there. Basically, there are some statutory required work that the city has to do, basically assigning the depository to put city funds in, declaring a newspaper, and a few other things. Mm-hmm. This has to be done on an annual basis, and then the city has certain other regulations or certain other things that they have to do, appoint committees, etc. And that was done last night also. So really just very very mundane, but very important for the function of the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to have an official radio station as well.
I need a license
to overcharge.
You have to talk to the legislature.
Yeah, I know
about that.
Yeah, I've done that. They don't seem to be interested. once again, John McCarthy is with us. There was a report last night. One of the things you reported that kind of caught my eye from the meeting was the building permits that you had in 2018. It looks like a pretty good year for building in Dundas.
Another real good year for building in Dundas. Mm-hmm. Basically, in the last 2 years, the city has averaged 20 building permits a year, which is not bad for a city. We've had some good steady growth recently, so I think that for a city of the size of Dundas, 20 building permits is, I think, an excellent, mm-hmm. excellent move to the future.
Now, according to this, about $5.5 million in building permits.
That's just for homes, right?
Just for homes.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Boy, I'd do some quick math on that, but not yet. we'll just kind of move on. Commercial remodeling of about close to $1 million.
About $1 million.
Well.
Mostly remodeling last year for commercial structures. So mm-hmm. Nothing really new that was last year. And this thing, I got it.
You've got something going on.
Yes,
there,
I
John.
Do.
What is that? Gotta turn your phone off
That was supposed to do that automatically. I'm sorry about that.
Is that to remind you that you're supposed to be at KYMN Radio?
Right, that was the reminder, right?
Sure. Okay. All right. What else was going on last night?
A couple things. I know you've expressed some interest in one of the things, especially is the city did accept a proposal by a search firm to hire an executive search to replace me.
Yes, and that's the big announcement, folks. You'll be, let's talk about that retirement, because we've talked in the past about that, and mm-hmm. So it's probably not a big surprise, but talk about your decision, first of all, to announce the retirement at this point.
Well, you know, you asked about the homes being built, and I think that's part of the decision. The city, since I've been here, and it'll be almost 13 years, I turned in my resignation last night, effective May 31st, and mm-hmm. that'll be about 1 month short of 13 years. The city's just about doubled in size. I've really enjoyed and still do enjoy being city administrator, but I think that the growth that the city's entailed and where the city's going to move in the future, I really think they need someone who's younger and able to start pushing the city toward that growth, or helping the city do that, have that growth. I'm, you know, going to be 72 by the time I retire. So, I'd hoped in the past to keep working for a few more years, but I'm thinking that it's time for me to exit, slow down a little bit, and maybe smell a few more of the roses.
Now, let's continue on a more of a personal vein here. Do you have any plans for retirement yet? Any thoughts about it?
Not really.
I've got a lot of work to do before that.
I've got a lot of work to do before that. Then spend, I think the major thing is in the summertime, I'll spend a little bit more time up north, but that's mm-hmm. That's the only major thing. There's a lot of undone work that I have to do just to clean up things. One little thing, I've got a big project on my photographs. I love to take pictures. I've taken pictures since I was about 5 years old, mm-hmm. and I've got to go back through them and weed out thousands and thousands and thousands of pictures that are that really don't mean anything, and try to pick a few hundred that might mean something.
Now, are you going to put those into a book? Or?
I don't know. Just try to organize them a little bit, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Movies, 16mm movies from National Boy Scout Jamborees to 8mm movies when I was...
Wow.
So there's all kinds of kinds of stuff to go through.
Yeah. Let's get back onto the on the professional track and back with the city. What we started the conversation with is the city is looking at a search firm. Have they hired one? Was that what that?
That was last night. Okay. The city did mm-hmm. Agree or accept a proposal made by David Drown Associates to do the executive search.
Now, are they a company that is? I take it in the business. It's a headhunter group. Do they look for
Correct.
Government employees? Is that what they specialize
do a,
in?
They do a lot of government work. They're in fact, their government. Or their employee portion is headed by Gary Weirs, who is the former Rice County Administrator. So
sure.
They do a lot of work in southeast Minnesota and southern Minnesota. And they do work throughout Minnesota, actually, but a lot of work in the southern portion of Minnesota.
All right. So by the by mid-year, hopefully, are they going to have one in place, or is the plan to have one in place before May 31st?
Well, they said they would have a person in place on June 3rd, which is the Monday after mm-hmm. May 31st. I'm going to be helping the person with transition, so there's no city's going to try to make this as smooth as possible as far mm-hmm. as a new person coming in. I'll be most likely working with the city and with this new person for a while until they decide that to boot me out the door totally.
All right. Well, good luck with that, and I'm sure we will talk quite a bit more about that in the future when the day gets a little closer at hand.
Okay.
About your retirement. Once again, John McCarthy, City of Dundas. I was talking with Terry earlier. You had had a series of questions regarding Northfield Area Fire and Rescue, NAFRS. And did the city get some response from the attorney for NAFRS?
Well, it was interesting. The city had not requested an attorney's opinion. The city was actually asking the board for some clarification on some policy and procedure questions.
And this was in regard to?
This was in regard to three items primarily. One was one of the main items was a coordinator was hired, and the city of Dundas apparently had a different understanding of what the coordinator's responsibilities were for than what turned out that the coordinator's responsibilities may be. The description that was publicly available of what the coordinator's position appeared to indicate that the coordinator was to help the board develop policies and procedures. It appears that the coordinator has taken on a more administrative position, and so the city did question that. The response at the December meeting was that the coordinator reports to the, or at least the understanding that I have, and I think that Mayor Switzer has from the meeting, was that that the coordinator reports to the fire chief, and the fire chief determines what the coordinator coordinator's duties are. So these administrative duties were assigned to the coordinator. That apparently was supposed to, you know, was the answer to the question about what the coordinator's duties were. The next, there was a question about the payment of bills. And again, this was just to ask for clarification on the policy. The city's intent, hope was that the coordinator could help work on that as part of the policy, part of what the city's understanding was, you know, that the coordinator was to work on policy. Is it does seem to be unclear if the board is actually following the rules as far as payment of bills. Funds are dispersed prior to the board's approval, and although that in many cases in cities this can be done, it's fairly unusual, or in governmental bodies, it's fairly unusual that the funds are dispersed prior to board action. There is a provision in the state law that allows certain funds to be dispersed prior to board action. Some of that requires an actual resolution by the board defining exactly what can be done. In researching the resolutions of NAFRS, that resolution does not seem to have been established. That appeared to be ignored by the attorney's response, but again, the city has not asked for the attorney's response, just asking for clarification of, are we following the process correctly? Well, this is an opinion that the process is being followed, that this process doesn't really make that much difference, and maybe this is okay, and maybe this isn't okay, and I guess, you know. But again, I think it was unnecessary to engage an attorney in this. It is a process question. Yeah. You know, you can always find an opinion.
All right. Dundas City Administrator John McCarthy. John, anything else from last night's meeting that you want to mention, or anything else going on in Dundas?
There's lots going on in Dundas always, but I think the biggest thing right now is just starting a new year, cleaning up still a couple items of last year, and then believe it or not, we'll be probably starting the budget process pretty soon. Not that far off, right?
But you don't have to. That's going to fall on somebody else's shoulder. Well, by and large.
The thing is that a lot of the work is done. A lot of the staff work is done early.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be starting to work on the CIP plan in February, as far as staffing standpoint, because we do our CIPs early. As most communities do, so they can use that plan as a basis for their capital budget and their budgeting for the next few years.
So it is going to begin. You know, there's one other thing I was going to ask you about is the comprehensive plan kickoff meeting. Are you taking a big look at the comprehensive plan?
Right, we're in the process of redoing the comprehensive plan, and that was just basically a kickoff for the supervisory group, or the group that will be watching over the comprehensive plan development. We received the first part of we received a draft of a survey. We just completed a community survey that was just completed, and a lot of interesting things about the community that were responded to. So the city will be taking a look at some of those items or all of the items to see how we can continue to basically take care of the citizens of Dundas and improve what has been identified as areas that need improvement.
Sounds good. John, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it, and we will talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
It'll be 3 weeks now. Because of our initial meeting being 1 week early, our regular meeting is back on schedule as of the 28th. So.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay.
We won't get confused.
Okay. Thanks,
John. John McCarthy, City of Dundas.